This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What'd you do?
I kissed her, bro. By mistake. I was practicing. I was like, oh. I pulled the Rudy Gobert, man. But yeah.
And Rudy Gobert. He ruined the NBA for everybody, bro.
Bro, it was actually crazy because that is really what set it off.
Yeah, that was when everyone's like, oh, this is serious.
Yeah, I know. And he ruined everything.
Was he the first celebrity to get it?
Yeah, I think so. One of them.
Or like Tom Hanks.
I think he was the first one to clown it because he was like, after the interview, he was like, oh, I don't believe in that shit. And he's
the one that got it.
Every single mic, bro.
This guy.
And, then one game was canceled. Boom. Yeah. Other game was canceled. Now they're in the stupid bubble, bro.
In the bubble.
But yeah.
Yo, where's Toronto right now then? Are they in a bubble again?
Nah. They're not in the bubble.
They're not in the bubble?
Nah.
So where are they?
I actually
don't know.
I don't know. Because the season started. I think they are back in the bubble.
Are they back in the bubble for the season?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know the NHL bubble? Was supposed to be held here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because someone told me that. They're like, yo, you know, we can just see bare like NHL players.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's because we have like bare ice rinks and shit.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. And that hotel right beside the stadium, is that where, that's where all the players stay?
Oh, where?
Yeah.
What's it called? Is Four Seasons?
Yeah.
Some shit like that?
Yeah. No, yeah. Remember at the Raptors parade?
Yeah.
Where that road, and then that was a big hotel. That's where everyone like.
Oh, yeah. That spot. Mm-hmm. Damn, that's sick.
I know. Was that last year?
What, the Raptors?
Yeah.
That was last year. 2019. Yo,
that's so crazy.
Oh, that was 2019. That's crazy.
I know. That's why I was like, yo, we really won a championship last year.
A lie?
When's the next time that's going to happen? Like, bro.
Not for a long time.
Thinking I was sick at that time, but I still went to that game five because I knew in my, if you were downtown, there was some good luck about to happen. There was some good luck about to happen. So I'm like, nah, I'm going to just go.
That was crazy, bro.
I know.
I still remember like Freddie hit that three.
Oh, and he was screaming. Like, oh. Yeah. And that slow motion, I swear I wanted to cry. I almost teared up.
That was when we're like, oh, we won.
Yeah, the most iconic moment.
That moment he screamed, yeah, like, yeah. That's like, oh, we won. That's game.
And then the blood on his eye and shit. Like,
yeah, that was so hard, bro. Nah, that was iconic,
bro. I want to relive that, man.
Alive,
not sick, because I had to go home early and the trains and stuff.
Okay, yo, let's say you could relive memories,
mm-hmm.
like in a simulation type thing.
Okay,
would you do it?
Yeah, for sure.
Because you know how there was always talks about like a dream simulator.
Yeah.
Like you can live your dream, whatever dream you had, uh-huh. You can go in back into that dream and live it.
Yeah.
Imagine if you could do that with memories. I think there was a movie with Peter Dinklage.
Yeah.
It was a movie about like. He can replay memories and then go back into that exact moment.
Whoa.
Yeah, and it was like a murder mystery movie. It was so dope.
Really?
I forgot what it's called, though. If someone knows, hit me up in the comments. I forgot that movie.
I would
called.
Relive the moment where you went to the Killy concert because I didn't go because I had a test. I had an exam. Because I remember, what was that story you told me? Because you had an exam the next day or something crazy.
Oh, yeah. I had an exam the next day, but I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to go to Killy.
Yeah.
And then I was standing in the crowd, like near the front.
Mm-hmm.
And I pull out my phone to start recording because I know, oh, something crazy is about to happen. I pull out my phone. My phone's coming up. And then Killy's in front of me because he jumped into the crowd.
Bro, you have to put that video.
Yeah, I'll put the video up.
It was you and then you were partying and then you tilt the camera.
Yeah,
like,
and it's Killy's, like, Killy's right beside me. It was crazy.
It's Killy.
Like when he jumped, he was literally right on top of us.
No, facts.
Like right in front of me. And then when I took the video, he was already like moving towards the stage. But damn, I could have got like a selfie with him if I had my phone ready.
No, facts.
But I was like a split second late.
And it was, yo, the video was so funny because you're like, hey, and then you tilted just like a centimeter and he's right there beside
me. No cap, I think that Killy concert was it was so much crazier than I want to say like
his now.
No, any artist that's outside of Toronto, just because really? The Toronto culture,
yeah,
with Killy at the time.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Was crazy
because he just dropped the album.
Yeah, he just dropped the album. He was, I want to say, the peak of his career.
Facts,
for sure.
No, that's why you told me, yo, you have to go because any concert after this might not be as
exactly.
Live.
Yeah, exactly.
I know,
and it was true.
Yeah,
I was trying to go to the next one, but he canceled.
Yeah, because he did. That was like peak Killy.
Yeah, bro.
After that, what was his album with the blue?
Surrender Your Soul.
Surrender Your Soul. That had
yeah.
That's such a slept on album.
I know.
And people like remember when Tekashi 6ix9ine said people like his record label. The only reason why he's not as poppin' because they don't spend money on him like that.
Yeah.
Killy has so much potential. You don't want to. I know. Like, people don't understand.
It's because they only choose people that are very marketable.
Yeah.
So if they see an artist like, let's say Roddy Ricch. Mm-hmm. Roddy Ricch fits the category as a marketable face. You know what I mean? Thanks. A man like Killy, half Filipino, half black.
Yeah.
Like Loki, he and the music he makes isn't as marketable as, let's say, a Roddy Ricch type of rapper, right?
Yeah.
So that's why mans like him don't make it out, which is sad.
Yeah. I know.
Because that's what we want to see in the city, right? We want to see diversity like that.
That's why, but like Drake too, like he hasn't really opened the doors for like, I mean, he has.
He has, but he could do more. He could do so much more.
Yeah, facts.
How can you be, I don't want to like slander on Drake never.
Facts, facts.
Like Drake's a GOAT.
But he's the key holder of the city, bro. Like,
yeah, he can put on so much more people. He should.
Yeah, facts. I feel like there's going to become a time and a point where Toronto starts finally building a community. Because taking like Atlanta, they put each other on.
Yeah. New York. We talked about this. Yeah.
Did we?
Yeah, we talked about this. Oh, we didn't leak that episode.
Yeah, we didn't leak that episode. Yeah, that probably is never going to come out. But like, yeah.
But yeah, like Atlanta rappers, you're right. Exactly. Atlanta rappers, they put each other. On the ladder, like they help each other out. It's like hand by hand,
bro,
hand by hand.
If you want to have a career in rap in Atlanta, if you get the right connections, you're already up
yeah,
there.
Yeah, they'll push you
like,
up there.
It's crazy. But Toronto's just hate.
I know Toronto's like jealousy, like murders, and people jealous of how well you're doing. If you're almost at the mainstream, they see that shit and they get jealous, they'll pop you.
That's why they tell once you make it out here, get out.
A lie.
That's the only thing.
Like Pressa.
Oh yeah.
Pressa's smart. He stayed in LA.
Oh, did he?
He's out in LA right now.
Really?
I think. I don't know. I don't know where Pressa's at right now. Yeah. But he did. He definitely moved to LA.
Yeah.
Like he's
a
not
good move.
Yeah.
Like that's the smartest move, fam.
Exactly.
You know the Roddy Ricch? I remember you talking about Roddy Ricch. Who's the Corvette guy? The Corvette. They said if Roddy wasn't rich, that's how he looked like.
I haven't seen him. What's his name?
I don't know. He's just the Corvette guy to me. But yeah.
That's the thing about TikTok, bro. Yeah. Like there's so many different tracks and so many different rappers now. I can't keep up.
Bro, TikTok made that guy's whole career. And he linked, this is another thing.
Yeah.
He's from Philly.
Yeah.
And Uzi made a song with him.
Oh, word?
You see how Philly and stuff like that they're collaborating.
That's crazy.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
I feel like Uzi only did that because he was in Philly, though. He's a Philly native, so that's kind of like Drake putting on someone else. Because out in Philly, Uzi's like...
Okay, wait. In the past 5 years, out of Toronto, who has Drake put on?
I don't think anyone from... Because he's beefing...
Chromas.
No.
Low-key, Drake put on Chromas, though.
Did he?
Yeah, he said... He shouted out Chromas in War.
Yeah.
Right?
Did he?
Are you stupid or dumb?
No.
Headshot Chromas, something like that.
He's
shouted out Chromas.
I don't think that's a direct shout out to Chromas.
In War, yeah, it was.
Headshot Chromas, Domas. Because Chrome is like a gun.
But he said, are you stupid or dumb? That's what Chromas says.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right.
Headshot Chromas.
You're right.
Right?
But you see how little a bar like that can build someone just coming from Drake.
Not only that though, but like I think he said something in an interview one time. Yeah. Oh, it was when we won. It was when we won the championship.
Oh,
when
yeah.
he won the championship.
Are you stupid? Are you dumb?
Are you dumb?
Yeah. But see, if Drake says, yo, jumpers jump. Sales?
Yeah.
Merch?
Hey, Drake says that would be crazy.
TikTok clout? Everything, bro.
No, but for real, I don't know if I can name a Toronto rapper that got put on by Drake like that.
Yeah. Off the top of my head, nope. Because he's put on everyone else, like Lil Durk.
Yeah.
Blockboy JB. Yo, do you know about the Drake effect, though?
Oh, like anyone he collaborates, like Lil Baby.
Yeah. No. Falls off. Usually falls off. Like, they...
Nah.
People don't want a feature with Drake just because they don't want... him to body, because Blockboy JB, like you said, what is he doing right now? Lil Durk didn't
no,
really,
bro.
Didn't
okay.
really blow up.
I'm gonna tell you something.
All right,
this is why Drake's the GOAT.
Yeah,
okay, Drake he's so smart with his marketing.
Yeah.
He finds rappers that are on their way to the top and then catches them right before they hit it. So look at Lil Baby when they drop. What's that track?
Brand new whip, got new key. Yeah. That one, right?
The Lil Baby track with Drake. Yeah. How do we not know the name?
I know. I'm bad with names, bro.
Okay. Anyways, that track with Lil Baby, that track would have bumped anyway without Drake.
Yeah.
But the fact that Drake's on it, people say Drake put Lil Baby on.
Oh, yeah?
Feel me? Now, he did the same thing with Blockboy JB. Low-key, that Blockboy JB track would have bumped even without Drake. Like, this is hypothetically, right? Yeah. Hypothetically.
Oh, no, for sure.
But the fact that he is on it said Drake put him on.
Yeah.
Feel me?
Because it's featuring Drake. It's not
Yeah,
Drake
exactly, exactly. Now listen. Look at Travis and Drake on Sicko Mode.
Oh, yeah.
Like, before, I'm not saying Drake put on Travis, but before Travis became this huge franchise, this huge figure, was already big, don't get me wrong, he was huge, but before, he wasn't as big, and when Drake dropped that track, Sicko Mode, all of a sudden, boom, skyrocket.
Yeah, that's fact.
It's crazy.
Did you see the DJ Academics reaction? So he played Sicko Mode on the stream, and then he was like, yo, because when Drake said, yeah, or something like that. Yo, I saw that. It was so drunk. He was like, let's go.
DJ Akademi is the biggest Drake dick rider, bro.
And the Tekashi dick rider.
Nah, but his friends with Tekashi.
I mean, yeah, but bro, DJ Akademi is just a dick rider in general.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Like, that's the thing. But yeah. Shout out Ak.
Imagine we go on this thing. He low-key researches a lot, bro.
Yeah, he does.
And he diss to him, he'll take it so personal, bro. Like, relax, bro. You're up, fam. That's what Discord does to man.
He's a goat in that realm of like content creator though. Yeah, he's a goat.
For sure. Cause who did that? Who started all that rap drama? Rap drama type thing.
It's Ak. DJ Academics.
That's facts.
I always think about remember Joe Budden and Lil Yachty?
Oh yeah.
When Joe Budden's like fucking flaming Yachty and Yachty's like, Yo, chill.
Like, I'm just having fun.
Yeah.
Like, that's really all it is. It's all heads versus new heads. Yeah, I know. And the Migos. Remember Joe Budden with the Migos?
Oh, yeah.
He's like, wrap it up, bro. The Migos said, what?
I know.
Yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, about the go back to the memories type thing. That was definitely one thing I would do. Any concert. Because I missed the Cardi concert too. That was crazy.
Damn. Cardi concert for sure is like one of my favorite moments as hype moment. I mean, no, Killy concert. My bad.
Okay, Killy concert. Yeah.
I missed the Cardi concert, yeah.
Yeah. What would you do again in your memory?
In my memory if I go back?
Yeah. And just redo.
I definitely want to do prom again for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
What would you change?
Nah, I just want to relive it. It's fun.
Okay, yeah, it was fun. Yeah, it was fun.
I want to relive prom again.
Facts.
I don't know. That's hard. How about you?
I don't know.
I have to think about that one.
Yeah, I know. Oh, probably my LA trip.
Yeah, LA trip?
Yeah, because I feel like there's way more to do in LA, but we were more of the sightseeing.
Nah, but okay. Would you say your LA trip as the whole thing, or would you just say it because... like you wanted to go back to LA, because you can just go back to LA, feel me?
Yeah.
You don't have to relive that exact moment.
Oh yeah, that's true. Okay.
I'm saying like exact moment.
I don't know.
Low key, I want to relive the first day I dropped Wego Studios and I sold out.
Really?
Yeah, just that was so crazy.
I knew you were
because so I dropped it on my birthday.
Yeah, yeah.
Sold out in literally like first two hours.
Oh, it was 2 hours.
First 2 hours.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
And then that was because that was the beginning, right?
Yeah, that was like the first online.
Little did I know. 2 months later, I'd be selling out in minutes.
Like 15, bro.
It's crazy.
It's now crazy because it's like a numbers game. You know how in rap, like, oh, how much you sell out first week, right?
Yeah.
Between me and you, it's like, okay, I did 2 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, I did 15 minutes though. Type thing. But it's like good, friendly competition that keeps you going.
Yo, but it's never like a because I look at it as I never compete with someone else. I compete with myself.
Oh, then you're never going to lose.
Exactly.
You're never
going to lose. That's how you never lose. You compete with yourself.
Yeah.
If you can do better than yourself,
yeah,
then you're the one that's winning.
Yeah, but you're definitely one of my biggest inspirations to that. Like, I'll compete. I'll just like fake compete with you because I know that'll just push me harder.
Respect.
Because negativity kind of drives me, bro.
Yeah, I feel. Because someone needs that like rivalry.
No, facts.
To push them harder, you know?
If there's no inspo, then what are you doing? I see all the stuff you post, like the tie-dye Mew stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, back to the lab, you feel me? That's what I'm like, saying.
Damn, I got to go harder. Nah,
exactly.
No, that's good, though. That's good. Because that's how people grow.
Yeah.
Because if you're always like... I want to say focus on it's not like if you're focused on yourself is bad,
yeah,
but if you're only focused on one thing, you don't see how others are doing it. You know what I mean?
Oh, facts.
You kind of have to study like other people to find the best out of yours.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Tarantino said.
Oh, yeah.
Quentin Tarantino said, good artists copy, but great artists steal.
Steal, yeah.
Now, if you look at any piece of art right now, I don't want to generalize it, but take a look at any piece of art. That piece of art was inspired by something no matter what.
Facts.
I mean, facts. Whether it have been a moment in time, whether it had been something they've seen before, it was inspired.
Yeah.
And a lot of the times it's inspired by another artist.
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't necessarily mean they're copying, but it may mean they're stealing it in a good way. In a good way.
Yeah.
Right? Because look, you can steal, let's say, a design. Mm-hmm. Right, you can steal a design, but get away with it as in making it your own. Yeah. When I say steal, I don't mean steal and rip off.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not saying rip off. Rip off is terrible. Mm-hmm. Like, don't f-ing rip off nobody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm saying like a design, take inspo from this. Mm-hmm. Now you see another artist, take inspo from that.
Yeah.
I see Virgil doing this, take a little bit of this. Yeah. I see Sean Witherspoon doing this, take a little bit of that. Mm-hmm. Right, what I mean, then you make your own, and that's yours now.
Because everything's been done.
Yeah.
So you can't literally come up with you can come up with the original idea, I guess, but 97% that idea is already out somewhere.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah.
Like look at even ancient aesthetics. Like if you're looking towards Japanese culture and stuff like that,
yeah.
A lot of the designs with like what's even going on right now with a lot of neo-Japanese kind of designs and aesthetics 100%. And like with the Zen gardens and stuff like that.
100%.
Like that's ancient stuff people just like brought from back then from other artists. It's all just like inspiration.
That's what I'm saying. And shout out to the guys who copied the Juco Studios designs and just like that's
okay, that's rip off. That's rip off. Yeah.
That is rip off.
If you guys are just copying my shit.
Exactly.
And doing the exact same design.
Exactly, bro.
And doing the exact same 3M on sock. Come on, bro. Yeah,
exactly.
I started that shit.
Exactly. Like, no, but I see it. It's crazy because I see it on Pinterest. I see it on everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Mans follow me.
Yeah.
Not knowing that I'm your friend. Like, I'm one of your best friends.
Yeah.
Not knowing that. And they follow me. And
with the fake account.
Yeah. And they're like, yo, you should check out my account. I'm like, bro. And I sent your account. They're, oh, shit. And then they block me. And then they block me.
Yeah, bro.
But yeah.
But that's how you know you're doing something right when other people see you.
Yeah.
And they're like, damn.
Yeah.
I want to do that too. Oh, so yeah. They try and rip off your shit.
Yeah.
That's low-key a big way of flattering.
Mm-hmm. This is totally like out of the blue. Mm-hmm. But some guy DM'd me, right?
Yeah.
And you know that necklace I always wear?
Which one?
The Vivian Westwood?
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, yo, where'd you get that? I'm trying to cop one for Christmas.
Yeah.
And today he sent me a picture of him wearing it.
Yeah.
And
he told him, yeah.
Like, yeah. But yeah, LA trip, I would definitely redo. Mm-hmm. Yo, you know where I want to go, man?
Where?
I read so much. I do heavy research on Japan and stuff.
I've been trying to go.
I want to go to Japan, bro.
Yeah?
Bro, you can go. I've seen, like, you can cosplay and dress up as your favorite Mario character and go go-karting.
Yeah, you can go-karting in the streets.
That's so sick.
That's how I wanted to get my international driver's license because you need that to drive.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, something like that.
Really?
Yeah, because when you literally drive on the road.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like,
with other cars.
In Tokyo, it's dope. It's
like,
dope as fuck.
Imagine seeing that, like. That's so sick.
Mm-hmm.
But yo, have you heard? You know about Kawhi, right? Like the Kawhi and the fashion stuff out there.
Kawhi yeah. Leonard. No, Kawhi, yeah, I know Kawhi.
Bro, I've seen some. I watched this documentary last night, right? I don't know if you've heard about Yami Kawhi.
What's that?
It means like sick, cute.
What?
So like the fashion stuff in Japan. There's that nice Kawhi side, but then there's like a dark side of that where they wear like syringes around their necks.
Oh
pills,
yeah.
Pills. Their accessories are like. Like some, all the grotesque stuff
Damn.
That you can believe.
Yo, Japanese people are different, bro.
They're really different.
They're living in like 2025.
Yeah, no,
honestly.
They have food vending machines, dog.
Yeah.
Like imagine, okay, I'm going to work. Get like a quick.
Get like a hot meal.
Like
out of the vending machine.
Ramen, like with all the additions to it.
That's why they're so healthy too, eh?
I know.
Have you seen those videos where they go to a Japanese like grocery store? Or not grocery store, to a gas station, Japanese gas station. And they have like the healthiest food in a gas station.
7-Eleven, you get wings here, like they're freaking rotten.
Yeah, you get
like
freaking
that.
Taquitos. Yeah. What do you get? Like pizza.
Yeah.
Nasty pizza that's been there for like the whole week.
Facts, bro.
And then when you go to Japanese like gas stations, they have like full bowls of ramen, like full ready meals, hot rice.
Fung Bros. I watch all the Fung Bros videos.
Yeah. What's your favorite like? Asian snack.
You know what I like? The high chews.
High chews? Yeah.
High chews are sick.
High chews are goated.
Yeah.
Because it's like gum, but it's not gum.
It's not,
you know?
It's just candy, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My hands down favorite, though, is the the panda cookies with the cream inside. Oh, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, Hello Panda.
And the Pockies too. Pockies slap too.
Pockies goated too.
But yeah, the panda stuff, I always get those.
Those are my favorite. Okay, do you like the chocolate or strawberry?
I like the chocolate.
I like both, but I think strawberry for me is more nostalgic.
Really?
Because I had to think about like strawberry flavored snacks, bro. Like strawberry milk back then is nostalgic to me.
People roasted you on strawberry milk.
I know.
I was the one who roasted you.
What's wrong with strawberry milk?
I don't know. Strawberry milk just doesn't taste like anything to me.
What? Strawberry milk is fire, bro.
You ever? Okay.
Okay, strawberry milkshake. You tell me strawberry milkshake doesn't taste good? Strawberry milkshake. Exactly. It's the same thing.
But strawberry milk is just like, it's like a bit of taste of strawberry and just water, bro.
It's not like I don't like chocolate. I love chocolate. Chocolate's I probably like chocolate more than strawberry.
Yeah.
But strawberry to me, just the fact that when I was little, I used to always eat the strawberry flavored stuff.
Really, yeah.
So it's like nostalgic. So it just brings me back.
Oh, no, that's facts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, strawberries.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You know that Nesquik thing where you had
the one. That's the one I'm talking about. Yeah.
Though that's one of the biggest childhood memories I have.
Mm-hmm.
Just get in camping
and
having all your cousins around you just passing around the syrup.
Just mix it up.
Yeah,
you ever do the chocolate and then the strawberry?
No, I haven't.
I did it a few times. It's kind of gross though.
You weird ass kid.
And you know what I used to do?
What?
I used to go to like Chuck E. Cheese, and then when you get the cups for soda.
Yeah.
I used to put every single drink in the soda.
Really?
Yeah. Only at Chuck E. Cheese though. That's I don't know crazy. Why I did it there.
They shut down, right?
Yeah, they're gone, bro.
You know about the theory about the Chuck E. Cheese?
There's no theory.
There is.
There is?
Yeah.
What's your theory?
Do you know how they recycle their pizza?
Ew, no they don't.
They do, 100%.
What do you mean recycle their pizza?
So the pizza that they got from the garbage, they would just
shut
reuse.
Oh.
I promise you. You don't know about that?
They don't do that.
You don't know about that? That was probably one of the biggest news in like 2019.
They recycled their pizza.
They recycled their pizza. That's what they're saying.
That's
and that
dirt.
Was actually proven.
That's so dirt.
Yeah, that's. I think that was one of the biggest reasons they shut down.
Damn, what the f***?
And do you know about the Five Nights at Freddy's? It kind of goes to the same thing. Some person was...
Yeah. It was based off of Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Because like when you go to Chuck E. Cheese, back then, you see those like stuffed animatron people like
those
singing and playing guitar and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the same thing in Five Nights at Freddy's.
Facts. Yo, I played Five Nights at Freddy's VR.
Oh, f*** that.
Bro, it's literally, as soon as I put it on, I was like, I looked through the doorway.
Yeah.
I was like, it's literally like you're working there, bro.
Damn.
And it walks by you. I'm like, oh, what the fuck? And that's something else, man.
Yo, I'm looking too scared of VR games.
Yeah.
Because especially the horror ones, that shit's going to f*** with me.
We should start a gaming channel and just play all the, because we're that... Our niche is kind of like scary.
Yeah, we should play that.
I think we should do something like that.
Yeah. It's funny because I feel like people think I'm into like scary shit.
But you're
it's
not.
It's totally opposite.
You're not.
I'm not into scary shit at all.
We have a friend that's literally like not in, like if you try to scare her, she's not.
Yeah, we have a friend that's like not scared of
shit.
Remember
you went into the tell the story about that.
Oh, yeah. So we went to this escape room,
yeah,
right?
Bro.
The escape room is pitch black.
Fair.
When I say pitch black, like you can't see nothing, right? So the whole story was you're in a cabin and a murder happened in the cabin.
Mm-hmm.
And what you have to do, you have to listen to a little girl's voice for instructions and how to escape.
Yeah.
So there's moments in the escape room where you have to do a conjuring at a table.
Oh, no.
So you literally have to hold hands with like your team members and then they do a conjuring at a table. And this whole time, you're listening to a little girl's voice.
Nah.
Like, there's no instructions. You can't read nothing. Mm. You can't, like, find clues like that.
Yeah.
You have to listen to a girl's voice to tell you to touch stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
So it's a little girl's voice. She's like, okay, hold hands. We're going to do the conjuring, blah, 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 right? And this shit's, like, 4D. So they have a fake axe that bangs on the table.
Oh,
and you feel the wind come to your face and shit like that.
No.
And then there's just one room where you put your hand into the wall and there's a hand that grabs you.
What?
It's fucked, bro.
And Shorty didn't flinch the whole time.
Yeah, this Shorty was like, nah, she's like Velma and Scooby-Doo, bro.
Yeah,
she's like ready.
Yeah, facts. I wish I was there. I was in Mexico.
Oh, man. Cheap.
But yeah, man. Escape rooms. Yo, you know there's online escape rooms now?
Online escape rooms?
Yeah. So if like if you
No. Online escape rooms been a thing though.
Yeah, but it's not it's haven't been popularized. Now it's popularized, you know?
No, cuz I remember back in the day like Crazy Monkey Games and like Minecraft, they used to have escape room flash games.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think that's how it started actually.
Oh shit.
Cuz I remember my uncle, this was like I was like grade 1.
Yeah.
My uncle was already playing like escape room games
on
like a flash website and it only happened until like I want to say 2012 2013. That's when they started making physical escape rooms. I could be wrong, that's when I think it happened.
Don't take our word for it, but that's crazy.
Yeah,
but yeah, if I've seen, because there was like top things to do if you're a couple right now and you don't have date ideas, it was an online escape room. And it's not like no flash game, it's like professional, like I think they'll take a camera and you'll guide them or something like that.
That's dope though.
I know.
That's dope.
It's sick. But yeah, you don't like the scary stuff too. Like you're easily scared, but you know every like single scary stuff.
Because it's interesting.
Yeah.
Because if I'm gonna dive into like a scary movie or like a horror thing,
yeah,
it's not for me to like enjoy it necessarily. It's for me to like get interested into it. Really? Or like just to me to find out.
Yeah.
Like when I watched Midsommar, I was more intrigued rather than scared. Feel me?
Yeah, but Midsommar is not even like scary.
It's not scary. It's not scary.
It's disturbing. It's disturbing.
Yeah. Same with you. Did you watch Hereditary?
Yeah.
Yeah, you watched Hereditary. So Hereditary, for example, I didn't watch Hereditary because I wanted to get scared. I don't want to get scared.
Really?
I watched it because I'm kind of like I want to know the story.
Nah, I watched Hereditary because like you, because everyone's been telling me like, yo, watch Hereditary, yo, you're. All the jump scares are perfect. Your mind for the next week is going to just be on that movie.
Yeah, see, because I didn't want to get scared myself. I just wanted to see what it's about.
Yeah.
You know? Because when my cousin put it on, she was like, oh, my friend, when she watched it, ever since she watched it, she was depressed for like a week.
What?
I'm like, damn, I got to watch this movie then.
What the hell?
No, because I'm like interested in that, right?
Yeah. There was one time that I got really scared. I'll tell you, probably the most scared I've been.
Yeah.
So we were out in Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah.
And we were out there just for a family trip, right? With all my cousins.
Yeah.
So me and my cousins are staying in one house.
Mm-hmm.
And then my parents like, let them have fun. We'll go to another cottage.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So this is literally us teenagers in a big ass cottage, right?
Mm-hmm.
So at night, we hear knocks on the wall.
Yeah.
We're sleeping. It's like 3 a.m., right? Mm-hmm. We hear knocks on four dudes. We're like, yo, what was that? You heard that? And we're out in Pennsylvania. No one is around us.
Yeah.
We don't have a vehicle to go. It's mad creepy out there.
Shit.
We go out the window. Mm. We don't see anything. We go to sleep again. We go to sleep again. And me and we're all sleeping in the basement.
Yeah.
Where we have the doors where like you can, there's a big window. So if anyone pops up, it's the creepiest thing.
Damn,
right?
Bro.
So this is what the girls did.
Yeah,
they put a speaker under our bed. Oh. They put a piece. Oh my God.
Yeah.
But it failed. Because it said, something not connected. all the guys were like, what the hell was that? Right? And because they were going to play a knocking sound.
Mm-hmm.
So the door would open or something like that.
Oh, but it said
speaker not connected. I grabbed the bowl, like a bowl from the kitchen. I swear to God, I was about to throw it out the window. But yeah, that's probably the biggest time I got scared, because I was like, what is going on? Like, where's my mom type thing? Like, bro, I get scared. So I'm one of those jumpy ones.
Mm-hmm.
Those jumpy ones. But I swear to God, if it connected and there was a door knock, I would have pissed myself in.
Wait.
Because we were downstairs, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That was probably the biggest time I got scared.
That's like you inside the haunted house.
Oh, yeah. Facts. Anything that pops up, I hate jump scares, bro.
Yo, jump scares are the only thing. Nah, it's not the jump scares necessarily. It's the music that leads up to the jump scare. That's the shit that gets me.
Yeah, no, that's facts too.
Yo, music is so powerful that it can make you feel that. Yeah, you know?
But you kind of know it. With music, you kind of know it's coming.
Nah, but even though I know it's coming, you know that sound I'm talking about? Yeah. It like keeps rising.
Yeah, yeah. You kind of brace yourself.
Yeah, and you're like, whoa, what's going to happen?
Okay, no, I get that. Yeah,
that shit scares me.
No, facts. But yeah, Christmas coming up, man. Well, what's your top... Christmas movie do you have one that you always watch?
Top Christmas movie? Home Alone? No, Elf.
Oh, Elf!
Elf is my favorite
Elf
for sure.
Elf is a banger.
Elf is my favorite.
Yeah,
I don't think there's gonna be another movie that can top Elf like that.
Really?
I don't think so.
For me. Yeah. No, I love Elf and Home Alone.
Mm.
But you know, there was some guy dressed up as Elf, and you know, in that scene where they kind of surprised, I don't know if you saw that video where he dressed up as an Elf and surprised his daughter at school. He was like, look, look.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I saw that. That was on Instagram.
Yeah, it was so funny. But yeah.
Bro, do you know the real origin of Christmas?
Wait. You told me this already.
No, there's another one.
No, stop.
There's another one.
No. Tell me.
But this one, okay. So this theory about Christmas.
Yeah.
This is more of a corporate type of side of Christmas. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Look at it like this. Now people are saying like it's Illuminati shit, stuff like that.
Really?
Now I don't wanna say like Illuminati. That's kind of a reach for me. Mm-hmm. But it does make sense as a business standpoint. Now listen. Mm-hmm. What's one thing Christmas does? It gets everybody to buy shit.
Yeah.
Right? Now Christmas, you can look at it as like the stimulus check for the economy every year.
Nah, that makes sense.
Cause look, during COVID, we got stimulus checks to fix the economy, right?
Yeah.
Christmas is that stimulus check to keep the economy rolling every single year.
Oh yeah.
If you look at it, Christmas is the biggest time everyone spends.
Yeah.
True or false?
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, if I was the government, if I was like the, let's say, Illuminati,
yeah.
Right? That's controlling the population. Mm-hmm. I would want to push.
Yeah, you're going to make sure.
I'm going to make sure everyone takes part in Christmas.
Oh, facts.
Right? So everyone spends their money like that, right? Because mm-hmm. that's what gets the ball rolling. That's what gets the economy rolling, right?
Yeah.
Now, the theory is Santa is actually an image of Satan.
Huh?
In the words of like Illuminati. Okay, I'm not saying I believe in this shit.
Yeah.
Like this is a reach for me, but like.
Yeah.
Santa, if you reorganize the letters, what does it spell?
Yo,
it spells Satan, bro.
No.
All right. What's the color of the devil?
Nah.
The color of the devil is red.
No, bro. All
right. What is the devil attached to? Greed?
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And what is Christmas attached to? Having lots of things, lots of, whether it be toys, whether it be like gifts, like you want to have a lot of something, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Christmas, no doubt was originally the celebration of Christ.
Yeah.
No doubt, right? Mm-hmm. But the theory is that the Illuminati wants to separate that idea that Christmas is part of Christ. Because look at it now, bro. Like Christmas before, it used to be the nativity scene. Mm-hmm. We're thinking about baby Jesus in the baby Jesus in the manger, right?
Yeah.
But now look at it. It's all Santa Claus wearing red, Santa Claus giving gifts, mm-hmm. this and that Christmas tree, snowflake, whatever, right?
That's all it is now, yo.
That's all it is now.
Commercialized.
Like, it's so commercialized, right?
Yeah.
The plan of the, this is the theory.
Yeah.
The plan of the Illuminati was detach Christ from Christmas and make it this thing that just makes everybody buy stuff.
Oh wow, that's crazy.
What do you think about that?
I mean, it makes sense.
It makes sense, right?
But like, yo, the fact that you said mix around the words for Santa, and then I was like, oh shit.
Like, how do you spell Santa? S A N T A. Mix it around,
bruh. Nah, I don't even wanna think of that, because literally, Christmas is about Jesus, bro.
Yeah, like for everyone that believes in Christmas, like mm-hmm. Christmas is about Jesus. Christmas is about that, right?
Yeah.
But you have to take in like why are we putting all of these other images attached to it, right?
Yeah, I know. I was gonna say like why did they commercialize it so much?
Because it was Coca-Cola.
Yeah, a lot of people have been calling this.
Coca-Cola kind of brought the image of Santa, but they're the ones that created the artwork of Santa. It's not that they created the idea of Santa.
Oh.
Because the idea of Santa came from St. Nicholas.
Yeah.
St. Nicholas, right? Mm-hmm. And there was already an idea of someone, I forgot, it was a pagan tradition.
Uh-huh.
Just like the shroom theory, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's already a pagan tradition where they celebrate like stuff going down the chimney, mm-hmm. stuff and like that, right?
Yeah.
Now, if you look at Santa Claus really has nothing to do with Christianity.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah. That's something, man.
I know for a fact there's some like super religious families that don't celebrate like Santa Claus and shit like that. Yeah. Because low-key
they know about that thing.
They know about like this isn't real, this isn't true Christmas.
Where'd you read that off of?
I found this on YouTube still.
Really?
Yeah.
Yo, we about to ruin Christmas. First we ruined Christmas already with the shrooms. Now with Santa Claus. Santa Claus devil merch coming out soon.
No, but I'm not saying Santa Claus is a devil. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
Like, this is just theory. This is just fun and games.
Just like, opening up your mind to stuff, bro. But yeah, there's a theory, because I read up on the... Because I was watching Christmas movies. Mm-hmm. I was like, yo, is there any theories about the Home Alone?
Mm.
Do you know any about them?
Nah.
Do you know in the movie Old Man Marley?
When
they were in the church and stuff? Or like sitting? That's Kevin in the future.
Oh, you think that?
That's what they're
saying. I heard that theory somewhere. Yeah. I think I heard that.
And they're saying, this is the craziest thing ever.
Yeah.
They're saying that Kevin grew up to be that kid in Saw. You know the kid riding around on the bike?
How?
Because he grew up around...
Oh, you know what? Yeah, I think I heard that theory. Because Kevin was so obsessed with making like booby traps.
Exactly. And he knows all the interesting and malicious ways to like hurt someone.
Yeah.
So that's why he's the kid running, biking around on Saw.
So his jigsaw.
He's jigsaw.
Saw.
Jigsaw, yeah.
No, I heard that before. Because it's so true. Because like he's so good with those meticulous kind of booby traps and shit.
Yeah.
And that's what Jigsaw does.
That's what Jigsaw's... And that's why he's... That's Kevin right there.
Yeah. So, that's dope.
But yeah, fam.
That's a dope theory. Yeah.
But I was just reading up on that. I was like, there's not a lot on Elf and stuff because it's just a happy movie.
Yeah.
But people's imaginations, fam, they think our imaginations are weird. Bro, imagine these people making up the theories.
Facts.
Like, bro.
Facts.
It's hard to come up with a theory yourself.
I mean, I have a few theories, but I don't want to give them out yet. Facts. And there's so me can't see on you.
Facts. You're going to have to pay us for those. Sure. A lot of money.
Nah, but we'll save those for y'all. Stay tuned.
But yeah.
You have a new theory for us?
Me?
Yeah.
Nah? Because I was... Do you have one?
Let me think about it.
Because, bro, I was just... Last night, I was just into all the... Because one of my biggest fears is what's below, like, open waters.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, bro, what is, like, I know there's definitely way more stuff underwater.
Yeah, bro. You ever heard of the Cthulhu?
No, what the hell is that?
Never heard of the Cthulhu?
No, is this some Hawaii thing?
Nah. So the Cthulhu is like this octopus monster. It's kind of like the Kraken.
Oh, I know about the Kraken.
But it has wings.
Oh, hell no. Yeah. Like octopus?
Yeah.
Nah.
All right, so listen. So the Cthulhu is said to live in like the very depths of the ocean, right?
Yeah, see, this is why I'm scared of open waters.
Well, what really like boggles my mind is how these ancient like civilizations, they would come up with stories like this out of nowhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They would come up with stories out of nowhere. In my mind, I'm like, nah, this gotta come from some type of like ancient inspiration, at least. Inspiration. Exactly. Whether it be something they saw or like just like inspiration they thought of, like, oh, maybe this could be that, right?
Yeah.
All right, so the Marianas Trench is the deepest part of the world.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
We haven't even explored, what, like 80% of the ocean?
I was reading about this too.
Mm-hmm. For all we know, the Cthulhu could live in the Marianas Trench.
100%.
Yo, for all we know, the city of Atlantis could be in the Marianas Trench.
Yeah.
Like, we don't know what's down there.
Bro, you know that anglerfish with the light sticking up?
Yeah, and Nemo.
I didn't know that was an actual fish until there's pictures of it like underwater and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's a real fish.
It lives in the Mariana Trench.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yo, what the hell?
Like, who knows what's down there, right? Yo, scientists can tell us more about the moon than they can tell us about the Earth's water.
Yeah. Yeah.
They can tell us more about the moon than the Earth's water, which is crazy.
You know, in the Mariana Trench too, they found, I don't know, it was in 2011 or something.
Mm-hmm.
They found a rock structure that looked like a UFO, fam.
Damn, what?
Yeah. And I was reading up on it. I'm like,
where? Where did they find this?
In the Mariana Trench.
Where?
Yeah. Damn, it was like crazy. a rock structure that was kind of built like a UFO.
Damn.
And I was like, yo, are aliens real? Dun, dun, dun.
Bro, dead ass. Okay, come on. Like, there's no way we're the only beings in this universe.
No, 100%. Right now, aliens can be whatever we want them to be.
Yeah.
Because if an alien is probably like, yo, what are we? There's probably an alien out there like, yo, what do humans look like?
Exactly. Okay, yo. All right. There's this theory.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot who it was. It was like a Russian senator or some shit like that.
Yeah.
He was like a very highly, highly respected person.
Okay.
And he was like kicked out of the Senate or some shit.
Really?
And he said, don't quote me on this, he said there's like a council, an outer space council, and Trump is part of it.
Oh.
The US is part of it. Russia's part of it.
Uh-huh.
Like, very high superpower. If you look at the superpowers of the world,
yeah,
he's saying they're all part of this like space council, mm-hmm. and they communicate with extraterrestrials.
I believe that. I kind of believe that because you know about Area 51, right?
Yeah.
That's a locked off space.
Mm-hmm.
Yo.
There's even, I saw this guy on Joe Rogan's podcast. Mm-hmm. He was talking about like someone that used to work in Area 51. And yeah. he straight up said there's aliens and there's f-ing spaceships.
See, but nah, do you know like why they started Area 51 though? Because like they just wanted to try out a recon drone. And that recon drone flew so high up mm-hmm. that it was just like a spectacle, right?
Yeah.
So people were saying that's the UFOs.
Oh,
but man. It was a recon drone. So so planes fly at like a certain height.
Yeah.
And then it's like the recon drone is like way higher than that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of things that you can't really explain.
Yeah.
And when everyone's looking for answers, it's so easy to Oh yeah, okay, that's what it was.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If the government's telling us like, oh yeah, that this is what it is, it's so easy for us to go like, oh okay, yeah, that's what it is. Like we can chill. We can chill.
Yeah, exactly.
Yo, all right, this is probably the craziest theory I might say on the podcast.
Okay, yeah.
The Illuminati mm-hmm. was low-key planning a new world order, right? You okay. heard that theory, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not saying I believe in the Illuminati. I have to say that a lot.
Yeah. yeah.
But the theory is that from ancient times, right? Yeah. Ancient civilizations.
Yeah.
They knew the only way to control the whole world mm-hmm. as a whole is to have the aliens attack us. Listen. So from ancient times,
yeah,
I forgot what Roman philosopher said it.
Uh-huh.
The only way for everyone to work together or for there to be a one government system
shit.
Is for an outside threat of the world.
So then we band together type thing.
The church knew this too. The church knew this too.
Yeah.
Because look at it. There's so many different leaders. There's so many different powers in the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't really control the world. There's no way one person can control the world.
Yeah.
What's one way we can bring everyone together? If we're fighting against
something else.
A common enemy.
Yeah.
The one time the world has ever fought together was when?
The World Wars?
World War II.
Yeah.
Nazi Germany. Mm-hmm. The common enemy. Everyone worked together to fight them, right?
Yeah.
Now listen. What's on a different scale
mm-hmm.
to get the whole world attached?
Yeah.
A threat from the outside world has to happen for us to all work together.
Like all together. Yeah. Not just the military, like all of us.
Yeah, exactly.
So you think there's going to be an alien attack?
Nah. This is what I think. Yeah. I think low-key, they might fake an alien attack.
Mm.
They might fake an alien attack.
Call it right now.
Nah, like they might fake like aliens coming to Earth
yeah.
or a threat. So that we all join this new order.
Yeah. Oh shit, the FBI just texted me.
But yo, bro, like.
Nah, that's man.
It's crazy. Like, there's this, I forgot who it was. I saw this online.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if this is true. Like, don't.
Yeah.
Anything I say on here, I don't know exactly if it's true, but.
yeah.
But shit, I saw this online.
Uh-huh.
This person, he was like a highly credited person. He said, there's. A council in space.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at it, Donald Trump, what did he just announce? Space Force.
Oh.
Donald Trump just announced Space Force. Yeah. Like this year or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So what is Space Force? Come on.
But you think aliens are like... So what's like your image of an alien?
Bro, an alien to me...
Do you think they have like those high-tech guns?
Not even. To me, an alien could just be someone that looks like me.
A human, right?
Exactly. A human, right?
Yeah.
Now, they could look like a human, but... Technology, they could be way advanced or they could be way behind. But if they were to be in contact with us, they're definitely way advanced.
Yeah, 100%.
It can't be the opposite. Or else it would be us finding them.
Yeah.
Feel me?
Yeah, I asked you that because there was something I read about too. They held the UFO convention center.
Yeah.
Where they got a whole bunch of people that had contact with these extraterrestrials.
Yeah.
And they told them to draw him.
Mm-hmm.
To draw or describe what you've seen. And every single one looked the same. It was always like, it looked like a tall doctor that was white skin and like white robes.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn, white robes?
Yeah, white robes.
That's like the Uzi cover.
Eternal Take type thing.
Yeah.
That was like, that's why I asked you, like, what do you think is...
Yo, do you ever hear about that story when this guy, he did so much studying about ancient aliens and research like this and that, and he did like rituals in his bedroom?
No, I didn't.
And he disappeared.
What?
You never heard about that?
No.
I'm gonna look for the story, but
okay,
like there's this guy that was doing all this research about aliens, and he had like paintings of him like joining aliens, And he disappeared. No one found him.
Oh, shit. See, it's something like the government's definitely hiding something, bro.
Because look at it. Like, if there is aliens, would you want to tell everybody?
No, probably not.
Probably not. Especially if it's not a straightaway threat.
Yeah. If it's like an ET type alien where it's like, I come in peace.
Yeah. Like, if it's not an urgent threat.
Yeah.
There's no way like we're going to know about it. Yeah, yeah. Right. They won't tell us that.
Yeah, I know.
Because if it's not an urgent threat, if it's like coronavirus and they're it's killing people on site, then yeah, we're going to hear about it. Yeah. But if it's something like outside people or out, like even look at it as a country.
Yeah.
If in like, people from other country way back in the day, like came towards the new country and talked to like the king, the king's not going to tell all these people right away.
Exactly.
They're just going to communicate with them, see what they want, what are they saying, right?
That's what you said about the fairy and the elf stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, unless you're not seriously harmed, why tell anyone?
Exactly.
But yeah, even that, there was like, I've seen some asteroids. There was an asteroid built like a rocket ship out in space or something.
What?
It's crazy, bro. I truly believe there's so many things out there that we haven't seen yet.
100%, bro. And there's also, scientists are saying there's low-key a filter that stops us from seeing other things.
What do you mean?
So humans, with our eyes, we can only see up to ultraviolet or something like that.
Oh.
Or infrared or something.
Yeah, yeah.
No, we can't see infrared. So we can only see up to ultraviolet. I think that's the level.
Because infrared is like
I think
stuff. Yeah, yeah.
But anyways, if our eyes, look at a dog, right?
Yeah.
A dog can only see certain colors. It can't see the color we see. It can't see the things we see.
Dogs are blind, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now look at a dolphin. A dolphin can sense
the waves. Yeah.
Can sense waves. A bat can sense sonar waves.
Yeah.
We can't see that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if there's things out there that are alive, but we can't see them with our consciousness. With our consciousness. Now it goes into like people taking DMT and saying they saw aliens. It goes into that.
Dang.
Cause
I've read about DMT trips, bro.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
So a DMT trip, it literally brings you into a different level of consciousness where you can see things that are low-key already there.
I know.
But you won't take it in with just your regular consciousness right now.
Yeah. Because it's literally, you go into some other life type thing. I've heard it's like, it feels like you're dying type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People sense like, That's what it might be like when we die.
When we die, yeah. And now you can see all those things that we can't see.
Yeah,
now.
A lot of people on DMT, they have the same experience where they say it felt like an outer, literally, like you're disconnected from your body. You're part of the universe, which sounds like to other people that haven't taken it. Like I haven't taken it, but it sounds stupid. It sounds crazy. It sounds unfathomable, which is understandable, right?
Yeah.
But if all of those people have similar experiences, then damn,
it is.
Right? Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, who knows? What if this, this is kind of bringing it back to a simulation, but what if this, base right now, like this reality, let's say, isn't like the final destination where we're supposed to be at, right?
Yeah.
Just like death, the afterlife, right?
Yeah.
What if we need something to take us to that level or to that next tier? Where we're supposed to be.
What do you mean take us to it?
Like our consciousness.
Oh.
Now it goes into like spirit.
Yeah, see.
Spirits and like all of that.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. I don't know.
It is. God damn. You always come with this.
Okay, yo. You ever hear, you know who Ari Shaffir is?
No, I've heard. I swear I've heard of him though.
Who is he? So listen to this. Ari Shaffir was a comedian, right?
Oh.
Now he did a live stream on his podcast where he took a huge dose of salvia. You know what salvia is?
Nah.
It's like a drug similar to marijuana.
Okay.
No, but this drug is like different. Mm-hmm. It's not marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
It's very potent. It's very strong. It's very different trip.
Yeah.
Ari Shaffir took this on the podcast.
On the podcast?
He took it on the podcast live stream. Now, he passed out for 2 hours.
Oh, what the fuck?
He took, I think, like 5 or 3 hits. He took huge doses, right?
Yeah.
He passed out for 2 hours.
Uh-huh.
In those 2 hours, they were looking at him and he was just like out. He was just out, right?
Jeez.
Now, when he woke up, he was still so distraught. He was like, whoa, what is this? What's going on? Now, he said in those 2 hours where he was passed out, he said he was living in a different world with a job, a family, friends, a community for 6 months. And then when he woke up, it felt like six, he's been in 6 months, but it was in reality just 2 hours.
Like the Rick and Morty shit.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And he, was it like he woke up because he died type thing? Or he just
woke up? I don't know exactly, but he from his words, he said he was in this like underwater civilization.
Underwater?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. He said he was underwater. Uh-huh. And he had this life with a family, kids, blah, 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 like friends, everything. Mm-hmm. Like imagine a life like this. And he was living in it for 6 months.
Yeah.
But he woke up from that trip and it was just 2 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's what DMT, it was a DMT or no, salvia, right?
He was taking salvia.
Oh, shoot.
It's crazy, bro.
I gotta like research some drug stories because there's some crazy things.
Yeah.
Like even like the, like we were talking in the last podcast, Midsummer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's crazy about shrooms and stuff like that, mm-hmm. and all that, and you're seeing all that.
Yeah,
it's like what the hell? But yeah,
the thing is though, like this is real. These substances are real. I'm not. I do not promote.
Substances
at all. I do not promote that shit at all.
Yeah,
but these experiences people have, it's not like shit. It may sound stupid. It may sound crazy. It may sound like out of this world. But what if? What they're saying is like true experience from what they've seen, you know what I mean? Which is fair, you know?
Yeah.
If you choose to believe them or not.
Yeah.
Like there could be some secrets they've seen that we don't know about.
Yeah. So like that drug you're talking, the salvia thing.
Yeah.
Imagine people just, if they don't, they're not happy with their life there, they just take salvia and just go into some next life.
It's fucked up, bro.
It's fucked up.
Do not take that. Please. Crazy. Yeah, bro.
Holy smokes.
So I remember I was watching the video. Mm-hmm. I was watching the video and I saw a comment. It was like, it's like, what if this life was all a trip and then you just wake up with your alien buddies?
What the hell? No, I swear I've seen that on the Simpsons episode like that. They just wake up and it's a bunch of aliens.
How's your trip?
yeah, like how's your trip type thing. What if this life is, I'm telling you, what if we just wake up and it's like, dang. Taken, it's the funniest thing too, because everyone says like, "Yo, these two are high, bro."
We're actually sober.
We're sober. I don't drink or smoke.
Exactly.
Like, fam.
Exactly.
This is all our imagination.
We're actually sober.
Exactly. Like, if you have a conversation with us, bro.
Yeah.
We'll let your imagination run free. Yeah. I'm telling you.
Like, low key, we have fun at parties. Like, people go to parties and they have to drink and shit to have fun. We go to parties sober and we still have fun.
Exactly, bro.
Not like every party, but like we go to parties sober and we have a lot of fun.
Because it really just depends on the energy. If you're showing energy, that's all I need.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, bro, I was in S trip, and that's like the grad trip for anything, right?
Yeah.
Everyone out there smoking, everyone's high, everyone's having like this. But fam, I was sober the whole time. I had a great time.
Exactly. You don't need all of that. You don't need all of that. To each of their own. If you want to do that stuff, that's for you. Yeah. That's for you, right?
If you get a benefit or it helps you, please.
Yeah, like.
Like who are we?
If that's what makes you happy, sure. But like, just be careful.
Yeah.
Make sure you know what you're doing, and don't just fall into the consumerism of like, all of these rappers are doing it. Maybe I should do because it looks cool.
Yeah.
All my friends are doing it. Maybe I should do it because it looks cool. Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Like, be yourself, bro. Like,
the coolest, in my opinion, the coolest thing is just like saying, fuck all that.
Yeah.
This is who I am. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to copy you guys. I don't need your influence. I don't need to be like you guys.
Yeah.
This is what I'm going to do because I think this is what's right for me.
The most important thing that someone told me while coming up in like this fashion and clothes game.
Yeah.
Is just the person who messes with himself the most will be at the top, because that's genuine. It's genuine.
Yeah.
You're not copying. You're not taking anyone else's style. That's you. Mm-hmm. And the people that recognize that will cling on to you. And I promise. And people, like, they've been asking us, like, yo, how'd you start your business type thing? Mm-hmm. And whenever someone tells me, like, build your personal image first. Because if they trust you and your personal image, they're going to buy the stuff you like because they trust you.
That's true. You know? I agree.
Yeah.
You have to know this is... Because building, let's say a clothing brand.
Yeah.
Building a clothing brand is an art form.
It's hard, bro.
It's literally art form. Like, you have to, you can't just, I want to make a brand. I'm going to call it this. I'm going to put that title on my t-shirt. Nah. Like, you can try that. It's not going to work. Mm-hmm. It's not going to work. You have to have a meaning behind it. You have to have a message behind it.
Yeah.
It's a form of art. Yeah. People don't buy art because of, I said this before, they don't buy art for just the materials put together.
Yeah, exactly.
They buy the art for the message and the story behind it.
100%.
Just like movies, just like anything.
Yeah.
They buy it for the message behind it or the story that's attached to it.
Yeah. Because we didn't start our bands right away. We didn't just put a t-shirt out like that.
Yeah.
You know, we've been building this kind of
reputation.
For years. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't come right away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you also build your ideas, yeah. build your creativity,
exactly.
things that you enjoy, things you don't like as much.
Yeah.
And you kind of build your resume of like, these are the type of aesthetics I like.
Exactly.
This is what I'm going to add into my things, right?
Before all those aesthetics pages had, I had an aesthetics page.
Mm.
Like way before 2017, 2018. Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to say I was the first. There was definitely a lot of people first to do that, but.
There's a lot of people that do that.
Early stages. But now I see there's different aesthetics. You have the cyber.
Mm-hmm.
There's crazy now.
Yeah.
It's crazy how it evolved.
It's dope. We're living in a different time.
Yeah. We really are.
It's so like art. Yo, if you look at in ancient Greece, little pieces of art back then, we would look at it now and be like, wow, that's amazing because it's like how many thousands of years ago. Shit, they might look at like a week old sock with the reflective on the
facts.
Sock like years from now and be like, whoa, this is like ancient art.
Yo, you know what I thought about? You know how you have those old pictures of your dad and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Now it's like all the pictures on our Instagram. What if we just show it to our little sons? And yo, our dads have
children.
our dads were slutty men. That's crazy.
That'd be crazy. But the thing is, like, you don't know what the style is going to be then.
I know.
Which is crazy too, right?
What do you think? What do you think is going to look like?
I don't know. It's so hard. It's so hard.
I feel like it's going to...
I don't think you can ever predict fashion anymore.
Yeah.
Because everything moves so quick and everything dies so quick at the same time.
100%, yeah.
It's so hard to predict.
It's just trends. Because stuff... It literally is... Fashion is just trends coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Because what came back? The vintage will never die, but it'll have its low points, but it'll always come back.
Yeah, it will always come back, but I feel like it always gets like revamped somehow. Yeah. Like... Someone will bring back like, let's say overalls.
Yeah.
Shit, no one has brought back overalls in a while.
I mean,
I just took that in.
I mean,
But let's say overalls. And then someone could make like a new type of overall with like different type of pockets, maybe cargo pockets or whatever.
Someone's
looking to steal that.
No, there was a theory about, you know how Harry Styles wore a dress?
Yeah.
There was a theory that, or someone else wore a dress and they're trying to normalize this masculinity thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying that Harry Styles is part of the Illuminati and he's pushing that more feminine way of fashion.
But why is Illuminati though?
I don't know. Cause you know how they just try to dictate stuff.
I mean, for me, when I see something like that, I see it as just like, he's trying to break free of a certain pattern and he's trying to get noticed for that.
I guess. Yeah.
Feel me?
But I've seen a lot of fashion trends become more feminine. Like before it's all like, the big chains hanging down low. Mm-hmm. But now as time comes by, the chokers.
Yeah, you know why?
Yeah.
It's because male fashion is very simplistic. Yeah. Like we don't have a lot to work with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Females have so many different things.
So many.
So many different pieces. Yeah. So many different types of clothing. Like you can get a dress. You can get a tunic. You can get like a cardigan. You can get so many different things that dress, like whatever, right?
Yes, bro.
Guys don't really have all of that.
Yeah.
So look, like Lil Uzi was wearing girls' clothes too.
bro, rappers now say that, yo, I don't shop at men's anymore. There's no options.
But at the same time, it's a lot of, they're trying to get attention from that too. Because even in rock and roll era, they used to wear like, you know Motley Crue?
No,
it's a rock band. Okay. They used to wear girls' clothes.
Oh, yeah?
Like even Poison, they used to wear girls' clothes. Poison, they used to have the really long hair, girls' clothes, like really tight pants, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Crop tops, like they used to wear that stuff.
Yeah, but like the fashion men's, I guess they're doing it for attention, but at the same time, it's like, that's their steez, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but there's definitely...
Like, I'm not hating on those steez, like it's drippy.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like at the same time, it is to get that attention too. Get that attention.
Yeah, makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But like even, like I've seen the braids.
Yeah.
And like bejewels.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so sick to me too. Like now it went from bejeweled to diamonds.
Yeah.
Now
there's
diamonds. Like that's crazy. Mm. Like fashion is crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I see so many.
Yo, you want to hear a theory about gold? Why everyone wears gold?
Why? I don't wear gold.
So there's this episode of Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
Where they see a car battery.
Uh-huh.
And then Rick's like, why is this car battery not working?
Okay.
So he goes inside the car battery. He shrinks himself and goes into the car battery. And this whole car battery is a universe in itself with a world that's working to create battery power.
Okay.
So they're like mining something.
Yeah.
And then they're creating this mineral and they put it in a machine to create that fuels that whole thing.
Okay, yeah.
Now listen, what if the whole world is actually something like that where we collect something and we're actually feeding into a bigger purpose. Now, ancient civilizations from the beginning of time, what did they all after? What were they all after? Whether it be like Spanish, whether it be like the Egyptians, they were all after gold.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Rappers right now, what are rappers wearing? Gold, diamonds. But why?
Yeah, diamonds.
But why?
I don't know. Tell me.
Gold, yo, gold is not even that rare.
Oh, yeah? No, I swear.
Like, gold is rare. Don't get me wrong, but gold is not even that rare.
But there's definitely like other types of things that are out there that are more rare than gold. Yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
We can recreate diamonds.
Yeah,
I mean, like you can synthesize diamonds.
Yeah, like you know the amethyst, the rubies.
Yeah,
yeah.
We can make all that shit. But why are they still mining and why are they still creating? What if there's a bigger meaning behind it? What if there's a bigger purpose? Low-key, there's a theory.
Yeah.
That aliens brainwashed us
to get
gold, and they're gonna come back one day and then take all the gold we collected because it fuels something they need.
Okay, nah. I you're out of pocket with that one, fam.
I know, it's just crazy. This is not my theory. It's not my theory. But imagine, okay, listen.
Yeah.
No, but imagine, cause what if we're meant to like mine something and collect all of this shit?
So somebody else just takes
it. So someone else can come and take it.
I swear I watched a show before like that, and that's the exact plot.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole plot. I don't know. But yeah.
It's plausible, like who knows? I don't know.
I swear that's just another
Simpsons. But yeah, that is a reason. I'm not gonna.
I swear that is a Simpsons episode, bro.
Nah, that's Rick and Morty.
Oh, it is?
It's Rick and Morty.
Yo, but it's crazy how the Simpsons predict everything.
Yeah.
Have you heard about that? I don't know. Yo, do you think it's just a coincidence or.
It's hard to
say. Or do you think it's something they're trying to warn us?
Okay. Do you think if you had a cartoon show,
yeah,
would you hire like a psychic to predict stuff?
That probably wouldn't go through my mind.
That wouldn't go through my mind either, right? Yeah. But like, what if it did go through someone's mind and they did make cartoons that predict stuff?
Then.
You know what I mean?
Whoever at the end credits, whoever's written by,
yeah,
we need to capture that guy still. there must be something on his head. That's crazy.
Like, look, because I'm thinking like hella deep into it, obviously. Yeah. But like, what if there is a cartoon that did hire like a psychic to predict shit?
That might be the Simpsons, bro. Because they
never know
the vaccine, fucking Trump.
Yeah, Trump being president. Yeah.
But they also predicted, I don't know if it was real or just a Photoshop picture, but Trump dead. If that happens, bro, oh my God.
Sure.
No. I'll actually believe, bro. It's crazy.
Yeah, they predicted a lot of stuff.
But yeah.
Who knows, man? The world is a mystery.
It really is.
World is a mystery.
Yeah, bro. What are you doing for Christmas?
For Christmas?
Just chilling?
Just chilling with the fam.
Yeah, that's good, fam.
I don't even play games like that anymore. I might just play some COD or something.
Video games?
Yeah.
I hate video games, low-key.
I know. Like, I don't even play video games.
if you're a hustler, I forgot what Boosie said. If you're a hustler, do not buy the PS5. Stick to your hustle, fam.
Nah, it's not that, like, I don't hate video games, but, like, I never find time to play.
Yeah, because we have no time, bro.
Yeah.
It's always a constant go.
Yeah, it's kind of sad because when I was little, like, I used to love playing Xbox. I used to love playing
Halo,
Game Boy.
Halo, come home, play Halo.
Like, I'll play for hours, right?
Yeah, bro.
But right now, it feels like whenever I'm playing it, I feel like I'm wasting, like, time I could be doing something else.
Yeah.
But I don't hate on video games. I love it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I just wish I still had that feeling towards games.
Yeah.
Low-key, I miss it. It's like a piece that's missing for me now.
Oh, yeah?
It's kind of sad. Depressing. So. It is, low-key.
Depressing. Go play a game after this, bro.
I try, though. That's the thing. I try.
But then it's like...
I try, and then I'll play for, like, 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah?
Which is kind of sad, bro.
30 minutes not even...
Maybe I'm just growing up.
Yeah. No, it is all growing up, bro.
Yeah. Damn. I think everyone gets to that stage, though.
Yeah. I've gotten to that stage a long time ago.
But we're still hella young.
100%.
Yeah.
But, yeah. One hand right there.
Yeah.
All right. Don't know. All right, go. Merch. We have t-shirts coming out. Bangers. Bangers.
Yo, we got some fire for y'all soon.
Facts.
Don't sleep on the merch.
Yeah, facts.
We're gonna drop that for y'all soon. I think this episode is gonna come out on Christmas.
Yeah.
So happy holidays to you guys. Hope you guys have a good Christmas. We celebrate.
Hey.
And yeah. All right, jump out.
Deuces.